I was listening to a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, and the comments were just scrolling. And then they stopped, and I clicked on the first comment, and it just was the first, not the first verse of the song, but it was the verse of the song that said, "Come sit by me, son, there is someone up above." And this person said after that in his comments, he goes, "I want to believe in God so bad. I want hope. I want something to look forward to. And I want to see my friends again or my loved ones." So I'm guessing he'd been to church before, most likely a Protestant church. But he has not heard anything that resonated that he could believe in. Even Protestants have their scoffers saying, "Why are you going to church? You don't need to do that." Well, what would be the first thing he needs to do to believe in God? One would be pray to ask for understanding. Next is read the Bible. Well, he made 4 points in his comment. First, he wanted to believe in God. Second, he wanted hope for this life. Third, he wanted to believe in a future and the one beyond. And last, he wanted to know if he would see his friends, the ones who died, once again. So one, he wanted to believe in God. In Mark 9, there's a story of someone similar to this person from the New International Version. Starting in verse 17, a man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought them to him. When the spirit saw Jesus, immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father how long he'd been like this. "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," asked Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Another example is when the early church thought Peter was going to be executed, and they were earnestly praying on his behalf. And that's in Acts 12, verse 13. "And as Peter knocked on the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate." Notice a response to those who had been praying for intervention. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is an angel." Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But mentioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them, "Now the Lord has brought him out of prison." And he said, "Go tell these things to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. To the next thing the person who made the comment on the song Simple Man brought up was hope. Proverbs 13, verse 12. "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." We're entering a time when people are losing hope. If you think this is the only life that there is, then why would you want to go through all this if you knew there was nothing else after this? He wanted to believe that there was more to life than there is here and now, and hope for a kingdom. He wanted something to look forward to beyond the trials and tribulations of life here on earth. Now, granted, he was most likely believing that he'd go to heaven once he died. He's just not sure what was real. We can hope he will come to an understanding of truth, but his heart was sick over feeling there might not be any hope ahead. He's being pulled both directions, between belief in the Savior and the future, and believing that there be all that there is. He can gain the hope he desires by reading the scriptures. In Romans 15:4, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning. That we thought through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. In Romans 5:5, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. 3, he wanted to believe in a future now and beyond this life. People in the New Testament church were facing the same dilemma. 1 Corinthians 15:12 through 19. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all the men the most pitiable. And 4, the last commenter expressed was a desire to see his loved ones again. In the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, when Lazarus had died, they believed in the resurrection, but Jesus gave a foretaste of seeing our loved ones live again. And this is in John 11:17-44. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. It is important that 4 days were noted. At the time, a person was considered truly dead after 3 days when the body began to decay. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when she said these things, she went on her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard this, she arose quickly, came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who had died, said to him, "Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he's been dead 4 days." And Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. For I know you always hear me, but because of the people who were standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot in grave's clothes, and his face was wrapped with cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Loose him, let him go." Even the people in Martha and Mary, who were with Martha and Mary, were astonished and unbelieving up until Lazarus came out of the tomb. Even more astonishing is that the Jewish leaders of the day wanted to take the life of Lazarus again because he was living proof who Jesus was. All the questions and desires this man have had, the questions in the scriptures, even believers who sometimes astonished when their prayers are answered. If he asks for understanding and reads the book, it is all there for him to unlock.